Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stopped in Syracuse Tuesday as part of a victory lap of sorts to celebrate much-awaited federal relief for residents, businesses, and municipalities. The House is expected to take a final vote Wednesday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The COVID-19 relief bill is aimed at boosting families and an economy hobbled by the pandemic. Schumer says $1,400 checks will start arriving later this month at 700,000 households across the region.
We have poor people who lost their jobs, who can't pay the rent or the mortgage, can't feed their kids. We have a lot of people who haven't had it that bad but are struggling. There are increased transportation costs, education costs, so many different costs.
Individuals who earn up to $75,000 and couples making up to $150,000 will receive the checks. Then, Schumer says, they will spend some of that money at stores and restaurants, which in turn helps the economy recover. There's also money to keep people in their homes.
Onondaga County will get $10 million in rental assistance, and there'll be mortgage assistance too. You lose your job, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't pay your rent, shouldn't be kicked out of your home. And the city will get $7 million to fight homelessness because a lot of people lost their homes during this time.
Schumer says combined with direct aid to local municipalities, transportation networks, and assistance for vaccine clinics, the region should be well positioned for a comeback.
Just about every person who lives in central New York will be very positively affected by what we're doing. Their health, dollars in their pocket, the restaurants they go to, the arts venues they go to. Their local governments will not have to say we cannot pick up your garbage or anything like that. So it's all to the best.
There's also aid to help school districts safely reopen schools and direct aid to restaurants and performance venues. Schumer says in all, the American Rescue Plan's tentative impact to New York State is $100 billion. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.